Baba Basra Daf Samach Zayin Amad Aleph. Agba, collect for her from the inheritance of her father. Isur Nichsei, Afilu Mitzruvle Direchayim. A tenth of the Nechosim, even from the Itzruvle, the seat, the wooden piece of the mill. Because that's considered like Karka, like the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, who holds that anything that's connected to the ground is looked at as karka. The Gemara brings already another chiddush as far as collecting a tithe of the nechosim of Rabashi. So Rabashi says, "Ki havinon beit apkahana." When we were in the yeshiva of Kahana, magbinon afilu me'amolo debati, we would collect the tenth of the nechosim for the support of the daughter, even ma'amola deboti, from the rental of the houses that the father inherited to his sons, because money of the schar dira that comes from the property is considered like property. Mishnah: Hamoicher es achotzer, one who sells the yard, will. And he didn't specify what he includes with the sale. Mochar, he sold with it the batim, the houses that have an opening to the are open to the yard, and boiris sichin umores, the pits and the sichin umores, the other kinds of pits and that are in the house. Avaloi es hamitaltlin, but not. He did not sell the movables that are mentioned in previous Mishnah, Samachem and Aleph. They're not included in the sale of the house. However, Bizman Shomar Loi, Hu V'choma Shebetoichai, but at the time that he says to him, to the buyer, the yard and everything that is inside is sold to you, Harekulu Mechurim. So then, everything, all the use of the house that are movables, are sold together with the yard. And the Mishnah adds, Ben Koch or Ben Koch, whether it's in a way that the yard and everything that's inside are sold, he said that he sold to you, or in a way he didn't say, Loi Mochar, he did not sell, Loi Es HaMerchatz, not the bathhouse that's in the Chotzer, Loi Es Beis Abad, and not the press house that you press the olives for oil, Shebetoichah, that's in it, because it's not in the Chotzer. Rabbi Lezer says, "Hamoicher es achotzer, one who sells the chotzer without specifically detailing what he's selling, leimochar ella avira shel chotzer, only sold the ear of the yard. In other words, only the empty space that is in the chotzer, but none of the houses or none of the uses, other uses that are in the chotzer." The Gemara brings now a brisa which details more details of the items that are included and that are not included in the sale of the yard. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Sefta of Basra, Perigim Alocha Beis. Hamoicher es achotzer, one who sells the yard, and they didn't specify what he includes in the sale. Mochar botim hachitzonim, he sold the outer houses that are open to the yard. Ubotim apnimim, and the inner houses that are open to the outer houses that are open to the yard. Uveis hachul sois, and the this is the earth that the earth is sand, and that you use that for glass, and likewise chanuyas psuches l'soicha, stores that were open to it and they sell only for the people of the courtyard, nimkoris imo, they are also sold with the yard. V'she'en psuches l'tzoicha, those stores that are not open to the yard, but to the public area, ein nimkoris imo, are not sold with it. And psuches l'kan u'l'kan, and those that have doors to the yard and also to the public area, elu ve'el nimkoris imo, so then elu nimkoris imo, they are sold together with the yard. Rabbi Lezer says, Hamoicher es achotzer, one who sells the chotzer without in general way just sold it without specifying what, leimochar elo miluso shel chotzer, he did not include in the sale only the milusa, that's the ear of the chotzer. In other words, only the par section of the chotzer which is free of houses, but not the houses or any of the uses that's in it. Now, the Gemara is going to explain the words of the Tosefta. When are the stores that are open to the yard and to the public area included in the sale of the chotzer? Amar Mar. We learned in the Tosefta that psuchas lekan ulekan, those are open to here and here, to the yard and to the public domain. In koris imay, they are sold with it with the chotzer. Frag the Gemara. The Gemara asks v'otan Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya learned in a braisa that the stores that are open to both places ain't koris imay. They're not sold with the chotzer. The Gemara answers like kashya. This is not a question. Ha, toreif tashmishtayu legoy. The Tosefta talks about those stores that most of the uses of the stores are for the inside. In other words, that it serves mostly the people of the yard of the court more than the people of the public area, and therefore they're included in the sale of the chotzer. And ha, and the braisa that Reb Chiya said that it's talking about the chanuyas, the reiv tashmish tayu levar, that most of them for the outside. In other words, that they use mostly for the shusar habim, more than the people of the yard, and therefore they're not included in the sale of the yard. We learned in our Mishnah, Rav Lezer, Oimer, HaMoicher es HaChotzer, one who sells the yard in a general way, LeMochar Aviro Shel Chotzer. LeMochar El Aviro Shel Chotzer. He didn't sell but the ear of the Chotzer, not like the Chachamim, who hold that also the houses and the pits that are in it are included in the sale. So the Gemara explains now two ways in how to explain the machlekes Rabbi Lezer Chacham. First way, Omar Rava. Rava says, if it's in a situation where the buyer says when he sold him the yard, the rosso, the seller says to the buyer when he was selling him the yard, the chotzer, he tells him, the rosso, the dwelling place I sell you. He didn't say this chotzer, chotzer zoo, this particular chotzer I'm selling you. He just said dirosa, the dwelling place. The kula amale pligit. Nobody argues. In other words, there's no disagreement in that case between the chum and Rabbi Lezer. The bote mashma, because it has the meaning of houses, because the understanding of those, his words tell us that also the houses are included in the sale, because you don't live in the yard, only in the homes. So even Rabbi Lezer would admit. Ki pligi, when is there a disagreement in the chum and Rabbi Lezer? Only in a situation, the amale darto, he says a word of darto. Darto is the translation of the word chotzer. It means I'm selling you a yard. So you're mar, Rabbi Lezer, sovar, he holds. Mar, sovar, Rabbi Lezer holds. That darto means tarbitso mashma. That means the ear of the chotzer. In other words, he only included in his sale only the empty space of the chotzer alone. Umar Sover and the Chachamim hold that the language of Darto and Dirto is really one, and both of them Botei Mashma. They both mean homes, and therefore even when he said Darto, his intention is to include the house and the chotzer. The Gemara brings another way to explain Machlekes, Ika Amri, Omar Rove, other Seder Rove says, if it's a situation where he told him, "Darta, I sell you Darta," the kulam lepligi, then there is no disagreement to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Anan. Why? The bote mashma, because that's definitely mashma that it means the houses, because of the house that is in there, the chotzer is called Darta, a living place, and therefore the houses are included in the sale. Ki pligi, when is the disagreement between Chum and Rabbi Lezer? Only the omar le chotzer. He says, the yard, I'm selling you a yard. Mar, Rabbi Lezer holds, Sovar, he holds that the Loshon Chotzer Avir Mashma, that the meaning of Chotzer means the ear, and therefore he didn't include in his sale only the empty spaces in the Chotzer. Umar Sovar, the Chachamim hold that the language of Chotzer includes also the homes that were built in it. Kachatzar HaMishkan, just like the yard of the Mishkan. Just like we find in the Chotzer that was in the Mishkan. That in its measurement, the Torah says in Shmoyz Chav Zayin Yud Ches, That the length of the chotzer is 100 amma, and the width 50 by 50. So it turns out that it was included in these measurements also the Kodesh HaKadoshim and also the Oyel Moed. They are like houses, and the Torah calls them chotzer. So it turns out that we learned that also homes are called chotzer, and therefore they are also included in the sale of the chotzer. Because we mentioned in the Tosefta before that Beis HaChol Sois is included in the sale of the chotzer, the Gemara brings another case with regards to a chol sois and tzuvah. If one action helps to purchase it, also the other one with it. The Gemara brings two languages about this matter. Omar Rava, and Rava said, Omar Abnachman, the name of Abnachman. Vachar loy chosis, if a person sells to a buyer chosis, meaning he sells him a ground, a earth, which the earth is sand, and you make glass out of it. Umetzula, and together with it, he sold him also the ground of the river that you take out from it the silver and gold. So if the buyer Hechazik made a kinyan chazoka only the chosis in the chosis in the sand, Lekona Mitzula did not purchase with it. He wasn't koine, didn't acquire the Mitzula, the depth of the river with it. And likewise, if Hechazik be Mitzula, if he holds on into the bottom of the river, Lekona chosis, he did not acquire with it the chosis, the sand. And the Gemara asks, Eini, but is that the truth? The din is not so. That a kinyan of a chazok in one of the properties helps to acquire the other one. V'omar Shmuel, but Shmuel says in Kiddush Chavzayin Amud Aleph, that mochar loy eser sodis, if he sold, the person sells to the buyer 10 fields that are located, be'eser medinas in 10 different countries, in different places. And the buyer paid to the seller the money of all of them. So all these fields have become enslaved to the buyer. So, Chayra Kivon Sheherzik, so since the buyer made a Kinyan Chazaka, Bachas Mehen, in one of them, Konakulam, he acquired them all. So how come his holding on in the Chosis or the Mitzula doesn't help to acquire the other one? And the Gemara says that we cannot compare the case of Rav Nachman to the case of Shmuel. Because Hosam, when you sell 10 fields in 10 countries, over there, who the Sadna Darachadu, we say that when you hold on to one of the fields, it helps to buy the other ones, because Sadna Darachadu, because all the grounds are connected to the ground of the world. The ground of the world is really one. And there's all the fields are really one use, because they all stand for the purpose of sowing. And therefore the connection of the fields makes them all to be considered like one field. However, I will hocha, but over here we're talking about selling the chosis and metzula, the sand and the bottom of the river. Although that the ground of the world makes a connection with them, but the chazok in one of them does not for the other one. Why? Because hotash mishta luchud, hotash mishta luchud. Because each one's use is separate. Every one is used for another purpose. This one was meant to take out the sand, and this one is to take out the silver and the gold. And therefore, even though they're close to each other, one chazokah does not help for acquiring the other one. The Gemara brings another language in this matter. Vikad Amru, another say, in the words of Rava, were said just the opposite.